Tennessee, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the final hour, hour number three of Your Defending Fathers. Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network this Friday, January 2nd, 2026 edition. We have to elect a new attorney general. Dana Nessel, thank God, due to term limits, will be gone January 1st next year. 364 days from today, she will be gone. Term limited out, and the new attorney general will be sworn in on January 1st, New Year's Day of 2027. Now, it's very simple for the people in the parties to understand the importance of the attorney general, the public, our legislature, the court system. Everybody understands because it is a very critically important role here in our state government. Attorney General is the top law enforcement officer, much like our national attorney general, Pam Bondi, is for the federal government. Well, the state government is basically enforced our laws by the attorney general. And one thing you have to understand, that this is a process that does not open up to the general public. This is a party function. March 28th this year, Novi, the state party, Michigan Republican Party, is holding a state convention to do what's called an endorsement nominating convention, endorsing the candidates that they want the Republican Party to have as their candidate to be formally nominated at the August convention and then run against the Democrats' attorney general candidate in November this year. Well, Kevin Kiefsky is my personal endorsed candidate. He's going to be coming on in the next segment to talk about the campaign, talk about different things happening. But basically, you have to understand that along with this attorney general election, we are also electing a new secretary of state, a new governor, perhaps new congresspeople, new state senators, new state reps, and a U.S. senator. This election, folks, this year is critically, critically important. You have to understand that this process that we're going to be going through here for the next couple of months, you've got to pay attention, you got to listen, you got to ask questions, and then make sure you get the word out become a storyteller and share the information about these candidates with all your friends, family, coworkers, people you go to church with. They need to know who to support and who to vote for. Critically, critically important. So we're going to have Kevin on in the next segment. He'll be joining us every Friday until the state convention. Last time he'll be on with us before it will be Friday, March 27th. And it's going to be very, very interesting to go through this process with him and you. And make sure you text me any questions you may have for Kevin. I'll be glad to ask him during the interview here in the next segment. But Kevin Kievsky, kevinformichigan.com. We're going to have him on in the next segment. Any questions, send me a text and I'll make sure I ask them. We're going to take a short break. A word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicki and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip, Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three here on this Friday. Joining us on the line right now is the announced candidate for Attorney General, Kevin Kievsky, is running and will be nominated at the March 28th nominating endorsement convention down in Novi on Saturday, March 28th. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, good, good. Happy New Year, sir.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you as well. I see the snow falling on the ground here, but I'm sure that you have mountains of snow up there where you're at.
Oh, yeah. We've been out throwing snow the last couple of days, absolutely clearing the driveway. But, Kevin, I've been watching these stories unfold. Finally, the news is being forced to cover it because of this independent journalist guy that's going around and knocking on doors in Minnesota about this fraud that's happening regarding the Somalia community and Governor Waltz is, you know, denying anything, blah, 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 the whole thing happening. It's getting bigger and bigger. But, you know, I kind of thought to myself, I'm going to ask Kevin next time I have him on, do we have any type of activity like that happening here in the state of Michigan? What exactly is going on there in Minnesota? And are we potentially maybe doing the same thing a different way here in the state of Michigan?
Yeah, well, when it comes to that independent citizen journalist, he had over 100 million views of his video on X. I've never seen anything like that. And I think that's why there is a huge outcry for accountability in Minnesota, because what they found out is that there were several people, most of them in the Somali community, immigrants or whatever you want to say about them, that were taking dollars to subsidize daycares. And these daycares actually didn't have any children enrolled. They were not open. In fact, there were one of them, I think, had gross misspellings and even the name regarding the word learning. It was just ridiculous. And we're talking about, at least in this aspect, over $100 million, if not a little bit more, that was pocketed by some crooks. And it's not just that. You can also take a look at Medicaid. There was a lot of fraud being alleged there, and that's a whole separate story. As it relates to Michigan, the short answer is, and I'm sorry to say it, we don't know, because really no one has been looking. If you look at Michigan, for example, right now you have just over a quarter of the population that is on Medicaid. If you take a look at food stamps, that's another area that has been alleging that there has been some fraud. You have a lot of people on that as well. And what we need to do here in Michigan is to make sure when it comes to Medicaid, when it comes to SNAP, that's the food stamp program, or any of these other things, we don't have similar types of fraud occurring. Because if we do, and I think there's some degree of it, the state of Michigan is going to be liable for indemnification. That is, paying back the state government, paying back the federal government, all this money that was originally given to the state government for proper allocation. So we need to look into this, and you know, no one really is doing that now. But as Attorney General, that's one thing I want to do, not just because it's the right thing, but because taxpayers are going to be on the hook to give money back to the federal government if there was any type of fraud.
Well, you know, the thing of it is, again, this is happening in Minnesota. I mean, is there any reason to doubt that maybe perhaps it's happening in other states as well? I mean, I can't fathom that, you know, Governor Waltz and the state legislators in that state, you know, have a monopoly on frauding the federal government. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if it's happening in other states as well. How do we find out? How do we get into investigating it to see if it's potentially happening here in the state of Michigan?
So you're right about other states. I've read and I heard stories about this happening in California, for example. Even our neighbor to the south, which I know Michigan fans don't want to mention, but Ohio, there is some allegations about that going on as well, even with some of their daycare programs. And their governor, I think, was quoted as saying, it's just the cost of doing business, end quote. And I'm just like, no, it's not. So what do we do here in Michigan? Well, we have to take a look at how these particular people get enrolled in programs. And we have to, I would say, I would recommend this to the legislature to protect the people's money. People should really have to reapply every year. That's going to take some federal government cooperation. But we have to have people verify, yes, I'm of this particular income category. I do need the assistance. There you go. because I've even seen in my law practice, to a certain extent, not clients I represent, but clients that are going against other folks in some civil matters where people are on Medicaid or on food stamps, but I see the numbers regarding how much they make, and I'm like, well, that doesn't add up. And what does that mean? That means that it may be someone initially qualified, but at the end of the day, they make more. But if you're not forced to re-up or kind of give updated information, they remain on the rolls. And this impacts all of us, everyone in every one of our 83 counties, because our federal and our state tax dollars are on the line. And then if there's any fraud, we're going to have to actually reimburse the federal government that gives a lot of money for these programs. Last thing I'll quickly say about that is it is anticipated right now, and I talked to some people in D.C. when I was there, other attorneys general and other individuals that have these issues in their states, they're worried about billions of dollars being paid back. So if they're worried about that, we need to be worried about the same thing. Open our books and take a look.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, one other issue that you've been following and been engaged in quite a bit is these data centers. And I want you to talk about what you've investigated, what you've looked at already, especially up here in northern Michigan. We're getting inundated with these solar panel farms projects, these solar panels. Wind turbines have been active all over the state of Michigan, especially in the Thumb area. But, you know, they're reaching out and trying to expand. And what is going on with these data centers?
Yeah, so these data centers are kind of being promoted by Governor Whitmer as the next best thing that we can do. But they're just really a bad policy, I think. And why? Because they only have like 15 or 30 jobs maybe associated with the center. But the centers suck up tremendous amounts of energy or electricity. And they also need to use fresh drinking water in order to cool all the different computer components down. And what is that going to do in large part for regular Michiganders, you know, the 10.5 million of us here? It's going to increase our energy in addition to our water costs. And why are we doing this? For the benefit of a corporation? I don't think that's the right thing to do. The thing that really rubs me the wrong way, in addition to a whole bunch of other people, is that local control is being usurped or basically skipped over because the Michigan Public Service Commission, an unelected bureaucratic board of three people appointed by the governor, are saying, oh, these things are A-okay. And it's not. I mean, I'm over here in Oakland County. I just became aware of what is going on at a few different sites being proposed in Macomb County, the same thing in Washtenaw. And it's ridiculous. People have farmland and their eyesores, and we don't need to have, you know, farmland become eyesores when they pave it over with solar or wind or now these data centers. I mean, Michigan is not a dumping ground for these things. Michigan is pristine land, and it needs to remain that way. So as Attorney General, one big thing I would do is to make sure that when it comes to the Michigan Public Service Commission, they're not going to be usurping individuals' rights. And I actually think that the Michigan Public Service Commission, what they're doing, specifically Public Act 233, it's unconstitutional. That's my view. And I would challenge that in court because we have home rule in the state and it should not be taken away from local communities. Local people need to make local decisions, not unelected bureaucrats in Lansing.
Right. And I know Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig has been fighting that Public Act 233 as well in court. And one of the things I think that is going to have to happen is this law, this public act, challenged in court to the point where we find out whether, in fact, like you say, it is unconstitutional, and basically eradicate us of that thing, get it off the books, and let's move on. But at the same time, my question is, do we really need these data centers? Is this something that we absolutely have to have, or what's the driving force behind their agenda on it?
Yeah, I mean, it's really just because of how popular AI is becoming that they need to have all this computing power. And I understand that. But that shouldn't be done at the expense of Michiganders. And again, this is outside of the Attorney General's purview. But I think maybe it would be an okay thing to do if we actually had more abundant, affordable energy. Like, for example, building additional safe nuclear power plants. If sure. we did that, that wouldn't be an issue. But if the supply of energy is fixed and the demand goes way up, I mean, the demand for some of these data centers far surpasses even some moderate to large cities, then you're going to see that if demand exceeds supply, you're going to have all of these costs go up. And who ultimately is responsible for approving these increases? You can guess it, the Michigan Public Service Commission. These right. guys are the ones responsible. So they're creating a crisis and they're doing nothing to defend Michiganders. And I think it's absolutely wrong.
Well, on that point, I've always had a problem with the Michigan Public Service Commission because the members that sit on that commission are appointed by the current governor. Is there any right. way, from a law standpoint, Kevin, that we potentially could get those people on that commission elected? You know, make them an elected position where they actually have to get out there and talk to the folks and tell them what their positions are on some of these permitting processes and some of these type of, you know, utility companies situations, use of our electricity, the participation in the grid, all of that. Is that something that we could do, I guess, from a statute standpoint, or would our constitution have to be amended?
Yeah, I take a look at that, and I say that when it comes to the Michigan Public Service Commission, or even if you take a look at the Michigan State Board of Education or any of these other boards, some of them elected, some of them appointed, I hate to say it, and I'm not talking about everyone on these boards, but they really don't care. They give people 2 or 3 minutes to say their piece. The people seem uninterested when they hear from the public, and they do what they were going to do anyway. The real right. fix here is going to be a legislative fix, so it'd have to take the legislature to tackle this. And as Attorney General, I'd be happy to advise the House and the Senate about what we can do to rectify this. Because, again, whether you're elected or appointed, there needs to be some accountability. And when I say some, I don't mean a little bit. I really mean like you're doing your job, but you really have to listen to the people.
Right.
You can't just ignore them. And that's what we have had happen in Michigan for years and years and years over really the past almost 8 years now.
Well, it's something I think needs to be explored. And we're going to have, hopefully, God willing, you know, a new Republican governor, Secretary of State, Attorney General, and you guys could all work together to force the Republican-controlled House and Senate. That's the goal, to start making some of these major reforms and making this stuff happen to basically fix the state of Michigan.
Yeah, and I'll say this right now about our highest elected legislator, that's a Republican, Speaker Hall. You know, he needs our support. He needs us to, you know, have the people elected in the governorship, the AG and SOS positions, so that when it comes to the laws and the policy and the rules and the regulations that they do over there, that yep. they're going to be backed up. And right
Absolutely.
Now, he can do whatever he wants or try to do whatever he wants, but there really isn't a lot of backing.
Your website, people want to learn more about Kevin Kievsky for Attorney General?
Yes, kevin4mi.com. That's kevinforMI.com. And we're going to make Michigan red again.
Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you next week.
You got it. Thank you.
Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
This is